Kalim chapter 22, Mishnah 5. Kisei shiloh hayichipuy av yoitzin. If you've got a chair, now we're talking about an ordinary chair, not a bridal chair that we spoke about in the last Mishnah. So an ordinary chair, and this chair over here, the way the chair is constructed, the facing of it was not, meaning the seat, did not protrude beyond the chair frame, which meant, v'nitlu, that it could be turned on its side. One could tip the chair on its side and sit on the facing covering the legs. So the chair was usable in the upright position, but also because of the facing, the wooden decorative facings on the side, it could be turned on its side, and then you could sit on the side of the chair. So this chair over here, if the slats making up the seat were removed, right, the nitlu, tame, it's still susceptible to impurity. And why? Because even though the original seat is no longer there, when you turn it on its side, you could sit and use it in that way. Says the Mishnah, Shekain Dark Lios Matar Al Tzido V'Yoshev Alav, that it was actually normal to do that. It was actually normal to tip the chair on its side and then sit on it. So even if the regular seat was missing, this chair is still susceptible to midrash impurity.